This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, he came out with a little bit of shoulder fatigue. So, you know, we're going to get some tests done and we'll hopefully, keeping our fingers crossed, that everything's okay there, because he was absolutely cruising and so efficient and moving the ball to both sides of the plate. But yeah, we're hoping for the best tomorrow.
Just fatigue. I think it was precautionary. Evaluate it tomorrow, see how I feel after sleeping tonight.
You heard from Brandon Hyde and you heard from Zach Eflin. By the way, happy birthday, Zach Eflin. He turns 31 today, and last night he was cruising.
I know what he wants for his birthday.
Yeah, he wants a good shoulder.
MRI?
Yeah. 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 1 strikeout, only threw 73 pitches. And I know it set me off a little when Yennier Cano came in to pitch the 7th. What the heck's going on? Well, we found out why after the game. Shoulder fatigue. He says it's precautionary. We will find out later today, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the last thing this team could stand to lose right now is the one sort of starter you can bank on, right? I mean, this guy is good for a quality start pretty much whenever he puts an Orioles uniform on. And given the uncertainty about so many of the other guys and given what they've already lost, this would be a devastating blow. This early in the season, for someone who dealt with this early in his Orioles career last year after the trade, and then we all thought something was up last start of the regular season into the playoffs, and there was a real quick hook in the playoffs.
He didn't look right.
No. So you've just started this marathon. I don't know, guys. Like, I think he's going to get shut down for some period of time. Either way, I almost feel like,
at the very least, I think he goes on the IL.
Right? Like he misses a couple starts, yes. And you try to mitigate this and keep it from becoming something that could really threaten the season. And maybe we've already reached that point. But like, when the Rays have like 5 pitchers on the IL and they trade their best pitcher who still has a year of control, you know, and then the guy ends up on the IL shortly after he gets here, it does make the conspiracy theorist in me wonder if they already saw something going on with this shoulder. But the fact that this isn't isolated, this is sort of like what the same stuff we heard at the end of last season, and just the tone of Hyde's voice, like that, my initial reaction to that was, oh, bleep. Just in real time, everything about not just what he said, but how he said it, I'm like, this team can't catch a break.
Oh, it's devastating. Because, look, is Zach Eflin an ace? No, but God,
He's their ace.
Essentially, he's Chris Tillman in the day.
But the consistency that he's provided since he's put on an Orioles uniform has been awesome. He's got 10 quality starts in 12 starts since coming over here from Tampa Bay, and you alluded to it, Jason. He got placed on the IL, the 15-day IL, late August last year with right shoulder inflammation, so who knows if that's the correlation there, but it's not good. I mean, at this point, because it bumps everybody up. Now Charlie Morton, we're talking about him being their number one.
They don't have five starters.
Exactly.
Bringing Brandon Young up.
Off day Thursday. Off day Monday. And then there's an off day again the week after that. I think there's 1 week coming up I looked at where there's like two off days.
They can get away with it for a bit given this schedule. But it's not like Kyle Gibson threw 45 pitches in live BP over the weekend. Grayson Rodriguez, he had a side session yesterday in Arizona. They're still a ways away.
I'll say this. Hearing Eflin, and it's not the same to me. I don't listen to Eflin talk and Grayson Rodriguez talk and feel the same way. I feel like Eflin, he understands his body a little better. I felt a little better hearing him say it's precautionary and we'll see. I did. Now,
yeah, no, he was much more nonchalant about it than the skipper.
Yes,
and it's he knows his body. Yes. And he's been around a long time. But that still doesn't mean that they don't need to shut him down as a precaution for several weeks.
Could be.
Because we're barely into April, and Suarez just got moved to the 60-day IL.
Yeah, we may not
and
see him.
Like, again, don't even try to sell me on Grayson and Bradish and how many innings they could provide. It's pretty bleak already. It's pretty bleak already. So I don't think they can afford him, hey, we'll just try to give us four or five the next time out. Like, I don't think you can start playing those games.
So Brandon Young
come on
down?
They can't have this flare up. I don't know who else it would be. I mean, for me, it's Young or, like, if the Contreras kid wasn't built up a ton in the spring, but he has started throughout his minor league career and in the majors some. I mean, that's sort of what I was thinking. Brandon Young's had two great starts in Norfolk. He's got some deception with his delivery. You know, they're high on him. I think he probably tops out as a reliever, you know? I can see this being a Mike Bauman situation where he's a starter till he's not.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's not a whole lot of options. Like, there's just not.
The good news is you don't need to make a move immediately because, as we said, there's an off day Thursday, there's an off day Monday, there's an off day the following Monday. So you have three off days in the next, what was that, 10 days or whatever, 11 days?
12 days minus two.
I hate to be a negative Nelly here, but like I feel like best case scenario is he goes on the 15-day IL.
Yes.
They shut him down for 2 weeks and he's back. Like just to let him reset a little bit, let the shoulder, if they say, hey, it's just a little inflamed, let it calm down. But I still think he's gone for 2 weeks. Like, I think that's best case.
I would absolutely agree. I think you're really courting potential disaster if you don't err decidedly on the side of caution. And I mean, again, they built the oldest rotation in the majors. That this wasn't thrust upon them. This wasn't an edict from the owner. This is the path they chose to go. There's inherent danger in that.
And this is the guy that you can least afford to lose long term. So you have to handle this situation with kid gloves, considering we're 2 weeks into the season. You can't be aggressive here. I think he's got to just at least be on the 15-day, and then if he's ready at that point, come back.
But, I mean, at some point, do you have to, like, we're not even 3 weeks into this.
Yeah.
And they've dealt with all this. Like, do you need to start getting aggressive and just you stay on the phone with whoever the hell the Marlins GM is now until you get Sandy Alcantara? Like, who are we, like, you're already threading a needle. And we've played not even four series.
Hey, they traded Daz Cameron for that guy yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, do you need to get real proactive, like yesterday, in terms of trying to just be on the front of mind? I'm not saying the trade's got to happen now, but we've seen big trades happen in May in this league. That you are front of mind, that the Marlins think, I got Elias in my back pocket, and he really wants this guy, and I'm going to use the next four or five starts from this guy whose changeup looked a lot better the second start than the first, and I'm going to build up what I can build up, and then I'm going to squeeze everything I can get. All the stuff that I wanted when we had the Norby Rogers discussions last offseason, which it wasn't just them.
No.
They were talking about every pitcher on the Marlins staff. We pick up where we left off, and like, if you really believe in your lineup, then you better be ready to make that trade yesterday. Because the baseball gods are telling you, you don't have nearly enough quantity or quality of starting pitching.
Well, I would have hoped that those conversations have already happened, even prior to this injury, but now they got to ramp up. Am I expecting them to make a move in the month of April? Quite frankly, I would be shocked just considering their track record, but those conversations need
like
to happen.
Like the Twins look like a disaster again. They're trying to sell the team. Probably the team's not evaluated for not getting the valuations that they want to sell it for. People aren't coming to the games. It's looking bad. Guys are hurt again. Like, do they really want to play Pablo Lopez? Like, how long do they want to pay Pablo Lopez? Like, I would think everybody at the warehouse would have a better beat on that than any other front office in the league. I'd be talking to them every day.
We have a pretty big Tuesday show. We get started guest-wise, and trust me, we'll talk about the other parts of last night's game coming up next. The way these guys hit, we will get to that coming up next. But Orioles, game two of a three-game set against the Diamondbacks. We get started guest-wise. Diamondbacks assistant GM Amiel Saude is going to join us at 2:30. He is a Baltimore guy, a Pikesville High guy. We'll catch up with him at 2:30. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports. We're 2 weeks and 2 days away from the start of the NFL draft. We'll get his thoughts on the NFL draft at 4 o'clock. Plus, when's his top 100 players coming out? And is Lamar Jackson going to be ahead of Aaron Rodgers this year on that list? That's a question.
That will be something.
Yeah, because he was not a year ago, if you remember.
I believe he had like a couple of like mid-tier left tackles, I think, ahead of like Lamar last year.
Yeah.
And it was very controversial.
And is Kyle Hamilton going to be ahead of Sauce Gardner?
Mm.
Another question for Pete. We got to get to the bottom of that. Oh, Mike Bordick, Baltimore baseball tonight. He is part of our coverage. He's an Oriole Hall of Famer. We'll talk those with him at 4:30. And Chad Ryder, draft expert, NFL.com. We'll get his thoughts on the draft at 5.
Yeah, draft is approaching. We will dig into certain positions we think the Ravens could double down on. Start to look at certain individuals who might make sense for them. And maybe we'll get a Zach Eflin update. If there is any news on Zach Eflin between now and 6 p.m., we will get it to you expeditiously.
Yeah, well, I would think around 5 o'clock we'll probably hear from the skip, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, because remember the 3 hours behind, but let's hope we hear about 5 o'clock. But coming up next, bats were alive in the desert last night. All the young dudes next here on The Fan.